From the School of Communication at Loyola University Chicago, it's Q&A. Here's Jill Geisler.
Hey, welcome back. This is a really good question. How can leaders improve collaboration between the technical staff and other teams? You know, I love this topic, and I suspect it's because my first career for many years was in broadcast journalism. Now, while you see the people who are reporters and anchors who seem perhaps to be the stars, if you will, those folks are lost, and so are the viewers, without the talent behind the scenes, and that's the technical team. In today's digital environment, it's hard to think of any organization that doesn't have a tech team, from IT to developers to security to engineering. Now, in some organizations, there is tension between the techies and others. Listen to this quote from author Paul Glenn. He wrote the book, The Geek Leader's Handbook, and he said this in a column in 2014 that he wrote for Computer World magazine. Quote, "We in IT like to complain that we don't get the respect, engagement, and trust that we deserve." And he adds, quote, "They hire us and pay us good salaries, presumably because they consider us the experts on technology and its use in business, but they frequently exclude us from strategic conversations, make decisions without consulting us, and ignore our advice." Glenn also says that many non-tech people describe IT types as, quote, "condescending, confusing, defensive, evasive, legalistic, and excessively detailed," unquote. Now, does this sound anything like the situation where you work? I hope not, but here's how to cure it, or to keep it from happening. And I do believe it's on you, whether you're in technology or out. I call this my simple collaboration rule. Here goes. Find out what makes a great day at work for someone whose job you don't do. Ask yourself these questions. What do their bosses expect of them? What do their peers value? When they talk about the all-time greats in their field, who are they and why? What are their personal goals? What's one of their favorite success stories? And what kind of stresses are they under right now? And since you're being a reporter, here's one more challenge. Find out who in your organization they enjoy working with the most and why. Techies, which non-techies really are your joy to work with? Non-techies, who on the tech team is your true respected go-to person? Since I teach and coach in many organizations heavy on technology, I've made my own personal informal study. I ask IT people if there are coworkers they help faster than others. Rank aside, of course, I guess we'd always help the CEO first, right? Then I also ask non-technical people that same question. Do you think there are people that IT helps faster than others? Now, the non-tech people usually say, oh, yes, I suppose so. And then I ask them to list the reasons. They don't always match up with what the IT people said. For example, one answer is, well, people who are nice to them. And how about people who bring them treats? I often laugh in response and say, wait, I bring my dog treats. Do you think it's only that? Could it be more? That's when I share the IT list. So who is it they might help faster than others? Number one, people who talk to us when they don't need something. Number two, people who demonstrate respect for the equipment, the machinery that they're assigned. Number three, people who have the emotional intelligence to talk with us calmly without cursing, crying, or shouting when the technology has problems. Number four, people who show an interest in our work, a curiosity. Number five, people who don't cause the same mistakes or problems time and again because they choose not to learn. And number six, probably my favorite, people who are honest with us about the last thing they did before the equipment stopped working. Because heck, we're going to figure it out. That's a pretty good start for building better relationships, right? But let me close with a lesson taught to me years ago by one of my station's tech team, the assistant chief engineer. He wanted to build better relationships between the newsroom team and his specialists behind the scenes. He said, remember, Jill, we engineers can develop a bunker mentality. We become defensive because no one notices our work every day as things go smoothly. That's just expected. But let one thing go wrong, and the immediate assumption is that the engineers failed, even when it could be any number of other people in the system or the workflow that caused the issue. That engineer, a guy named Gary Larson, a great young man, died not long after that in a motorcycle accident. And in his honor and memory, I retell that story. Don't let your actions push others into a bunker mentality. Find out what makes a great day at work for them and then make it happen. For Loyola University in Chicago, I'm Jill Geisler.